It's episode 119 of the Keto for Women show. You're listening to the Keto for Women show. This podcast provides the tools you need to create your own expression of a healthy ketogenic lifestyle so you can stop obsessing and start living. I'm your host and nutritionist, Shawn Miner. Now, let's get on with the show. Hey, hey, friends. Welcome back. Thanks, as always, for joining me on this episode of Keto for Women. Today, we're going over a very specific topic that I've gotten to answer many, many times. And so now I'm just going to answer it for all of you. And actually, I probably should have included this question as part of my episode all about quitting keto, because this is a big question about quitting keto, which is what happens if you gain weight, or I'm scared of gaining weight, or how do you not gain weight when you add in more carbs? I've gotten all kinds of questions in relation to that. So we're going to talk about it today, just that, answering that question for you, basically getting over that fear and really learning to listen to your body. So that's coming up. But first, a few very quick but very important announcements. Listen up closely. First of all, the last Fat Burning Female project, not only of 2019, but the last group that I will ever teach live as a group of like-minded women is happening in October. I will not be teaching it. I know this is crazy. I've been doing this class for 3 years. It's like a huge part of my life. But 2020 has just a ton of stuff for me to be teaching. And so the Fat Burning Female Project will become more of a self-study type option, which I do have that now. I'm going to basically be combining the two options into one, and it will be ready whenever anyone is ready to go about their fat burning female change, transition, but will not be run as a group. So the last opportunity to do it as a group with me as your nutritionist right by your side, there to answer your questions, provide support. There's a live call. You're part of the Facebook group with all of these amazing women, over 1,300 now, who've done Fat Burning Female over the past few years, are there as your support system as well. So if you want to do the Fat Burning Female transition and do keto for women in a safe, effective approach, this is it, October. And it's also such a great time of year to do it too. This is one of the best times because you are going into the holidays already having gone through this process. And so you feel a lot more comfortable with your food choices, a lot more intuitive with your food. You have the energy, you have the mental clarity, all that good stuff going into the holidays. So there's no longer that feeling of needing to binge or getting off the wagon, anything like that, that typically happens with women around the holidays. That doesn't happen, which is great. So if you want that as well, all good reasons, honestly, to do the Fat Burning Female Project. It's coming up October 4th, and the enrollment for that particular course is September 27th. So it's the same as I've done in the past, where there are a certain number of seats. Once those seats are taken, we close enrollment. It could be 2 hours, it could be 24 hours, it could be 3 days. It just depends on how quickly they fill up. So if you know you want to be a part of that class, the last group class ever of the Fat Burning Female Project, it sounds so weird to say that, but if you know you want to be part of that, then you will want to definitely mark your calendar for September 27th and get there ASAP to make sure you do get that spot. And if you want an email notification letting you know that enrollment is open, or if you have any questions to know if the project is right for you or not, I will be doing a live Q&A call all about the course. So answering your questions about the Fat Burning Female Project on the 26th. So that day before, so you know, right from the beginning, whether it's right for you or not, if you want to be a part of that, you will need to go to seanminer.com/fatburning and put in your email. So I'll know to email you about the details of that live Q&A call on September 26th that evening. Or if you just want a reminder email letting you know that enrollment is open, also put in your email address there. And if you don't know what I'm talking about at all, and you're curious about what this course could be, it's great. It's a Keto for Women course, taking you safely through the transition of getting into ketosis and also teaching you how to do so intuitively. But you can find out more at seanminer.com/fatburning. So there we go. And then the next quick but very important announcement, I teased it last week. Now I can officially tell you the topic of the next Empower Intensive coaching call. These are live group coaching calls that I do every month. Empower Intensive is the name. They're pretty fabulous. But the month of October, we are focusing on breaking up with poor body image. You guys, the body image thing is real. It's a struggle. It's real. And we need to do something about it. It will absolutely change your life if you start thinking about your body a little bit differently. And more importantly than changing your life, well, I guess it's kind of important to change your life, but more specifically in that, your health, your emotional status, your mental status, your spiritual status, all these health buckets that we need to fill up, your body image, how you feel about your body, how you talk to your body, all of these things go into those at an immense level, further than you ever think possible. And this is something, honestly, I wish I knew years ago. I wish I had this coaching call 5, even 3 years ago, because it would have made such a big difference. And the work that I will share with you is what I did. Now it's coming up on almost 3 years. 3 years was kind of my bottom basement, and then started making some changes. This is the work that I did, and it absolutely, it just changed everything for me. So I'm going to share that with you in a live 90-minute, although it may go over last time in the Silence Your Diet Ego in September. I could have kept talking and I wanted to keep talking and I felt rushed. So just know you might be there for 2 hours. Let's just say that. We'll call it 90 minutes, but don't be surprised if it goes over. Last time I felt bad, so because I hadn't put that as a disclaimer. So I did stop it before I wanted to, but be prepared. It's a good one. It's a long one, and it's something we need to chat about.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
And you'll have the opportunity, of course, to ask questions. You will have a worksheet to go along with the coaching. You will have homework to do for the rest of the month. You will have a book to read that coincides with the teachings for the month. Yeah, it's just powerful stuff. It's intensive and it's empowering. Get it? That's why I called it that. Empower Intensive. Anyway, October 8th is the date of that call. Attending live is, of course, the best option if you can, because then you will get to do the live exercises with me and you will also be able to ask questions. And it just, I think it makes it kind of feel more intimate, I guess, if you are live. But if not, you can also sign up and get the recording right after. And you also get access to everything that's part of that coaching call right in the platform. Enrollment is now open for that Breaking Up with Poor Body Image. If you want to be part of that, go over to seanminor.com/empower. That's seanminor.com/empower. It's $29. I want this to be available and accessible to as many people as possible. So very low barrier to entry there, because I just want you to get started on this stuff. And if you have missed September's call, or if you are listening to this after the fact and you want the Poor Body Image call, you can head to the video library of Empower Intensive and see which ones are available to you after the fact. They won't all be available. I'm kind of picking and choosing as I go, and this video library is going to stock up quickly since I am doing this every single month. So you will notice that there will be some that are available, that are not available. There'll be some flash sales. So definitely, if you are into this stuff and you know you need this work, the best thing to do is to go to seanminor.com/empower. You can see the video library there, but then also put your name on that email list, and then you will get emails about Empower Intensive specifically. As you can see, I'm trying to only get your email for what you're interested in, which is really cool, so that you're not getting thousands and thousands of emails about things you're not actually interested in. You're only getting information about the things you want to know about, which is really great. If you ask me, I am not a fan of massive amounts of emails, and I'm sure you're not either. All right, that's it for our announcements. Let's move on to this massive topic, which really, I hate to say it, it's really not that massive. It's actually quite an easy answer. It's not quite an easy thing to digest as the answer, I would say. So what we're basically asking is, will I gain weight if I quit keto, or if I stop dieting, or if I start eating intuitively, will this lead to weight gain? Now, before I give you my big, huge answer to that, let me go into my own personal experience. So when I started keto, and I think, of course, you guys know this story, but it never hurts to repeat, and especially if there are new people listening. When I started keto, which again was around 3 years ago, I was at the highest weight I had ever been by far, like by 40 pounds. I had never weighed what I was weighing at that point. But I did not start keto to lose weight. I wasn't using it as a diet for weight loss. I was using it as a healing protocol to get my body well, which was the reason that I had excess weight, that I was beyond my weight set point, because I was sick, because there were lots of things going on in my body, mainly inflammation, causing me to hold on to excess weight because my body didn't feel safe. So my goal with keto was to heal my body so that it felt safe. That was my only goal. And really, honestly, at that point, I just wanted my life back. If it was in that body, I was okay with it. Again, I had done a lot of body image work at that point, so I was okay with that. I just wanted my life back and I wanted to be happy again. So that was my introduction. That was my transition into keto. And that was how I followed keto the entire time. And yes, I did lose weight. I did get back to my weight set point, not because of keto and not because I restricted any amount of food or any amount of carbs, but because I healed my body by producing ketones. And I was also going through a protocol with a doctor and taking a lot of supplements and getting a ton of sleep and massively working on my stress. And most importantly, which I think you all know is why I'm making such a huge transition in my message, I healed my mindset big time. And all of that led to, yes, weight loss because I gained health, not because of keto. So that's the first thing I want to share. And then as I switched out of keto, I never once even considered the idea that I would gain weight by not being keto, quote unquote, or eating a keto diet or being in ketosis, because it was such a clear, intuitive transition for me. my body was very clearly sending me signals and guidance to start adding in more carbohydrates to my diet and reducing the fat that I had been obviously increased for a number of years at that point to stay in ketosis. I just very naturally, gradually, intuitively made that transition. There was never a time where I was like, oh, I'm just not going to do keto anymore, and grabbed all the plantains and sweet potatoes and fruit and candy and cookies and all that stuff. It wasn't ever like that. It was just a gradual calling of different foods into my life. And I think I've said this story before, and I'll tell it again. It's not even really a story, but I remember being at the grocery store, and you know, we all have our things that we pick out, like our usual staple items. Like my grocery cart pretty much looks the same every week because I love the food that I get. But I hadn't really ever gone for fruit and sweet potatoes in a while because I was keto. And while I did have those foods on occasion, it wasn't a regular staple item. And then I noticed I was just drawn to those foods. Like I saw the pile of sweet potatoes and I was like, yes, this is what I want. This needs to go into my cart, which that is how I use my intuition. It's like that voice, that knowing. And we've talked about intuition here quite a few times now, but I think it still is a practice that a lot of you guys don't quite understand, or you don't hear that voice, which is common and normal. Don't worry. It's not something wrong with you. You still do have an intuition. It's just your ego is much louder right now. And that's why we talked about the diet ego in last month's Empower Intensive, because that's the first step for sure. But anyway, that's how I knew. It was like this gentle transition and knowing and adding those foods and feeling really good. And my workouts were great. And my hikes were so good. Like my energy was awesome. My sleep improved. Everything like fell into place as those foods started to be included. So I started including more and more and more, totally based on intuition. This Keto for Women episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I wanted to partner with BetterHelp because I know that many of you listening right now are working through some personal issues, some life circumstances, something that is taking a toll on you mentally, physically, and emotionally, and it's keeping you stuck. And since we're all here to better ourselves and our health, we need to come at it from all angles. I firmly believe that professional counseling is a non-negotiable tool for many of you on this journey you're on. BetterHelp connects you with professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. It's so convenient. You can now get the help you need on your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist when you need it. BetterHelp has licensed professional counselors who specialize in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleep issues, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, and self-esteem. BetterHelp is available worldwide. It's secure, it's convenient, and it's professional help. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. Keto for Women show listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code KETO. That's K-E-T-O. I think we all know how to spell that by now. Get started on healing yourself mentally and emotionally. Go to betterhelp.com/keto. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs, and then you'll get matched with a counselor that you will love. That's betterhelp.com/keto. Get 10% off your first month with BetterHelp using discount code KETO. And I wanted to share this personal experience that I had with transitioning out of keto and not having this fear of gaining weight, because I think if you have a fear of gaining weight, this is coming more from the emotional perspective, and knowing that all emotions and thoughts carry vibration. And we're going to have a whole episode on this because you guys are probably all like, what is she talking about? Before you think I'm totally crazy, please continue on and then also listen to the episode coming up about your emotional frequency. because it's fascinating and it will change the way you think about everything. But if you go into that transition with fear, which is a low vibe place, low vibration place, fear leading your way versus confidence, knowing, happiness, joy, being excited to eat these foods that you haven't been eating, just think about how much different that feels or that would feel in you. And even just hearing my words, like to be excited to add sweet potatoes and bananas and plantains and chocolate cake, whatever it is that you want, but being able to add that and know that that is the best thing for you and your body and how cool that feels and exciting and peaceful and just all of the good stuff versus I'm scared I'm going to lose weight. What is this food going to do to me? Oh my God, what if I wake up and I gain 5 pounds? This is going to be awful. I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, just notice the difference there in the vibration of those two thought patterns. So I just want to share with that with you, because I do think from an emotional level, having that gentle knowing versus your ego talking is huge when it comes to this transition as well. Now, getting back to the question, will you gain weight if you quit keto, start adding more carbs, stop dieting, start eating intuitively? I don't know. I do not know. Nobody knows. You could lose a bunch of weight. You could gain a bunch of weight. You could stay exactly the same. The only person that knows is you and your body, because your body is going to do what it needs to do to get back to the place where it feels most comfortable and safest. And it may not be what you think that place is or what you want that place to be right now. So your body's going to do whatever it needs to do to feel safe and comfortable. It might need to gain weight in order to do that. It might need to lose weight in order to do that. Or you might be already there and there's no transition as far as your weight goes at all. Here are a few things that I do know, though. First of all, if you lost weight through restriction, which just restricting carbs could do that, under eating, even if it comes in the form of fasting, over exercising, drastically cutting carbs, dieting, all these things that we do to manipulate our food in order to try to see changes in our body. If you're doing it, if you've done any of that now in the past, whatever, then you might gain weight. If that's how you got to a point where you lost weight with keto, then you might gain it back. Now, I don't know for sure, but that would be a scenario where I could easily see that happen. But here's the thing. You're not going to like me when I say this. You're going to have to come to terms with that. And the quicker that you come to terms with that, with the knowing that, hey, you've really done some damage to your body, that's what dieting does. Your metabolism has tanked. You're operating at a much lower capacity. Your body thinks that it's in a famine. It's trying to save you and hold on to every last ounce of energy in the form of fat storage. So the quicker that you can understand that dieting did that to you and that approaching keto in the way that you approached it, which is why I have the Fat Burning Female Project, because we cannot do that to our bodies. We have got to eat enough food and nutrients in the entire process. But if you didn't do that, you may have some weight gain. And the quicker that you come to terms with it, the better, because you're not going to be able to maintain this weight loss no matter what you try to do. It's not your natural place. Your body is fighting and will win. Eventually, it will win, and you will get to that place where your body feels safe because it's trying to protect you. That's what it's trying to do. It's a protection mechanism, and it needs to get to its set point where it feels safe and it's getting enough food and all that good stuff. So you can fight it for a while. You can't fight it forever. So eventually, you're not going to maintain that weight loss no matter what you do. And you don't want to continue to restrict carbs even further and calories even further. I mean, eventually you're going to run out of both and you can't just not eat forever. So you don't want that to be your life anyway. And that's why I get really angry with keto when people go into it again as like a crash diet or a quick fix or something like that. Because are you going to do that forever and just keep going and going and going and restricting and restricting and restricting? Because like eventually you have to give something up. So that's why it's a healing protocol to get your body to a place where it is well and safe and happy. And then adding in these foods again isn't a massive deal because you've not done it in this crazy quick fix restriction controlled way. But I know I'm talking to a lot of you here who did not do that, which is exciting. But if you did, just want you to know there might be the chance that you gain weight. The second thing that I know for sure is that making peace with food and your body and listening to your body to determine how and what to eat, fueling your body appropriately, making the act of taking care of yourself a priority, eating when you're hungry, stopping when you're satisfied for the most part. Of course, we can't always do all of that. Sometimes we may eat way more. Sometimes we might be hungry and there's no food around. We're out running errands or whatever. But as much as you can, as often as you can, you're eating when you're hungry and you're stopping when you're satisfied. That is the only way, food-wise, to find your body's set point weight. That's what we need to make our goal, not to try to bypass our weight set point and trick our bodies into getting into a different weight and staying there, because it's not your weight set point. It's not where your body needs to be right now. And yes, you can change your weight set point. We talked about that in Empower Intensive last month, but it's not through restricting, controlling, manipulating your food. It is a slow process and it is all about your body feeling safe and at peace. And the way to do that, again, I'm going to go through what it takes: making peace with food and your body, listening to your body to determine how and what to eat, fueling your body appropriately, eating when you're hungry, stopping when you're satisfied, and making the act of taking care of yourself fully a priority. Okay? So let's go there. And then third and last thing that I do know about weight gain, weight loss, regardless of what you're doing: lasting changes will not happen from a place of hate, fear, judgment, criticism, and negativity. So again, talking about how you approach this transition. If you are ready to get out of keto, you want to quit that and go to a more intuitive eating approach, try adding in more carbohydrates, all that stuff. How we were talking about how you approach that, if it's a place of fear or excitement, you know, the different vibrations that those emotions and thoughts have, you also have to apply that to life overall and your body overall in order to make lasting changes. They will not happen from a place of hate, fear, judgment, criticism, negativity. And this is where we're really talking about body image, essentially. If you hate your body, if you're scared your body's going to change, if you judge your body when you look in the mirror, or you judge others, if you criticize yourself or others are criticizing you, all this stuff leads to a low vibration, a low energy place. And it's not an energetic match to then make lasting health changes, weight changes, body changes. It's not a match. They have to match vibrationally in order to make lasting changes. So what you want and how you feel have to match. Oh, that's so easy. I love it. It makes so much sense, at least to me. But if it doesn't, don't worry. Again, like I said, we're having a whole episode coming up soon within the next month or so on this topic. So you will understand it after that. So those are the things that I do know. So no, I don't know if you're going to gain weight. I don't know if you're going to lose weight, but what I do know is that you have to work on your mindset around that topic and that fear that you're having in order to make it happen or not happen, and in order to get what you want. And you also have to work on your relationship with food and your body in order to get what you want and in order to get over this fear and all that stuff. So those are the things I do know. Now, before we move on, I have yet another awesome brand to introduce you to that has a mission of creating natural, toxin-free, clean products for your life, and that is Native. Native creates safe, simple, effective products that people use in their bathroom every day, like deodorant, toothpaste, bar soap, and body wash. They use trusted ingredients that actually work. Their products are formulated without aluminum, parabens, and talc. They're filled with ingredients found in nature, such as coconut oil, which is antimicrobial, shea butter for moisturizer and emollient, and tapioca starch, which absorbs wetness. There is no animal testing on any of their products either. People love Native. With over 8,000 five-star reviews, Native has been featured in places like The Today Show, Women's Health, Elle Magazine, Good Morning America, Pop Sugar, Nylon, Hello Giggles, and more. Something we all love to see, less is more with Native. They have fewer, simpler ingredients, which is so important to all of us Keto for Women listeners now. So you know every single thing that's going into the product that you're using every single day in your bathroom. They also have great scents. Native comes in a wide variety of enticing scents like coconut vanilla, lavender rose, and cucumber mint. And they even release limited edition seasonal scents throughout the year. That sounds super fun to me. I want to be a part of that. They've also made sure to include unscented formulas and baking soda-free formulas for those with specific sensitivities. I've had the pleasure of adding Native products to my life for a little bit now, and I'm really loving them. I chose the lavender rose scent. Smells amazing, not too strong, which is really important to me. It's just a hint of this amazing lavender rose scent all day long. It's great. I've really put it to the test going to the gym and getting sweaty or having these long summer hikes. I leave feeling fresh, which is my big clue that they are actually working and will be effective. So that means they're clean and they're effective, which is so important for us to find. We've spent a lot of time lately talking about detoxifying our lives and products. I'm committed to bringing you trustworthy brands that make it easy for you to make this switch because I know it can be hard. Native is one of those brands I can fully get behind. And for Keto for Women listeners right now, they are giving you 20% off your first purchase when you visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code KETO4WOMEN during checkout. That's 20% off your first purchase over at Native. Going to nativedeodorant.com and use that promo code KETO4WOMEN. And a big thanks to them for supporting this podcast and helping bring this episode to air. Now, let me give you some tips on how to get over the fear of weight gain. First one, you've got to trust yourself. Now, this is almost impossible, it seems, I think, for a lot of women. It's not actually impossible. It's actually quite possible. But when I say that, a lot of women give me like a blank stare because they either don't know how, don't think that's possible, don't trust themselves and already know that. I think that's a big one too. But you know what? We have to do it. And that's the best way that you don't have to worry about any of this stuff anymore is because you trust yourself and your own inner guidance. The only way to do this, of course, is to listen to that inner guidance. Find your intuition. Take the time to find out and see what it says. What is it telling you to do? How is it responding to things you do? Yes, it takes time to develop. And I know when you hear this, you're like, yeah, I want that so bad, but I don't know what that sounds like. I don't know who that is in my head. Here is just a tip. And there's a lot of ways to do this. Again, it is a practice. It's something that does take a little bit of time. But what you can do right now, just a simple thing, is start labeling the thoughts that you are having. So if, for example, oh my gosh, if I eat this apple, I'm not going to be in ketosis, or this isn't keto. Is my blood sugar going to spike? Oh my gosh, I might gain a bunch of weight. This is scary. Where does that sound like it's coming from? Is that coming from a place of fear? Yes. And that is your ego. That is the diet ego. That is the ego talking. So you can think of them on either shoulder, like devil, angel type of thing. Or if you have this kind of just this voice that's like, that apple would be really good for me right now. I need that energy. It looks good. It's going to be so satisfying. I'm going to put some peanut butter on it too, because I love that. And I can't wait for how good that is going to be, how much that's going to satisfy me. The flavor is amazing. Just smelling that peanut butter. Oh my gosh, what a great choice. Intuition. Right. So, and you can apply this to every part of your life, which is so cool, but we're going to stick to the food diet examples for today, right now. But yes, this builds trust, being able to distinguish between your ego and your intuition, this ego that's coming from a place of fear versus your intuition that's coming from a place of love. So just start there. Just start recognizing which thoughts you're having. And honestly, if you're just now starting this practice, it might be like 99% your ego, but at least you're acknowledging that and you're knowing that, you're building awareness around it. And then once you have that acknowledgement, you can start to understand that that's not reality. That's not your inner guidance talking, and that inner intuition will start coming out and making itself more known. And if you want more help with this, again, Silence Your Diet Ego, Power Intensive, we'll do a deep dive into that. All right. Number two, respect your body. You have to want the absolute best for your body and yourself. You have to. Are you actually deeply respecting your body and yourself and your health and all this stuff? Because once you do, then you are making your decisions based on what your body does for you, what it's currently working on, what it needs, and not based on, is this keto or not? Is this going to make me gain weight or not? How many calories is this? You're respecting your body. So what does your body deserve? What do you deserve? What do you need? What do you and your body want? You've got to start asking these questions and searching for the answers in your intuition, not your ego. So this is where we can combine the two. But when you truly gain respect for your body and you make that a priority, the intuition comes out a lot more and a lot quicker and a lot easier and a lot stronger. So that needs to be a priority to this, trusting yourself too. These go hand in hand, of course. Next, understand and come to terms with the damage you have done. So we talked about this a little earlier. You've got to come to terms with the amount of dieting you've done and understand that every single diet you have done has increased your weight set point, most likely. It has done some damage to your metabolism, to a lot of other processes in your body. And so now you have to undo that damage. You've got to come to terms with it. And so everything we're talking about today, that is how you undo the damage. So you've got to just quit fighting it. Quit fighting, quit struggling, just be with it, allow it. It will go much quicker if you do. Don't let your weight and body define you. Of course, huge. Of course, also very hard to do. I know. And it is not our fault. It's the society we're in. It's the stories we were fed when we were younger or that we're still being fed today. It's the way people react to us or the way we react to people or ourselves even. So there's so much going on here. This is a big one to unpack, which is what we will do in October's Empower Intensive. But here's what you need to know. You are more than your body. You are like so much more than your body. You aren't like your body is just this thing. It's just the package that you have to go about your life and to spread the goodness that you have inside into the world. So you are not your body. Your body is your vehicle. It's not your defining feature. It never was. It never will be. It never has. You have so many amazing qualities that have nothing to do with your body at all, but you need to be able to take off that layer of negativity and judgment and, you know, lack of confidence in order for those awesome qualities that you have to go out into the world. You can't be so worried about your body that you're not expressing who you really are. So part of course, trusting yourself, respecting yourself, then you also find all the other qualities about you that are so amazing, and you're willing to show them off, and you build confidence based on that because you're proud of yourself. So we really need to focus on this and not let our weight or our body or our shape or whether we have lost weight or gained weight or anything like that have any definition to us or our lives at all, because we are so much more than that. And going along with this, practice body neutrality. Remember, it's just your meat suit. It's just your vehicle. It's just this package that you've been given to carry about your life, to live this short period of time that we have on this earth. And I think we can all agree that we want to make the most of this time. And being stressed and worried and scared about your body and the scale and what it says is not making the most of this time. And I think body neutrality is a great place to start, where you're just neutral. You just are realizing what your body actually is. You're not allowing the thoughts that you have about your body to carry any emotion. They're just there and you let them go. So that's a great place to start before we move on to acceptance and perhaps even body positivity, if that's something that you would like. Next, remember that your body wants to be well. Your body is working for you, not against you. You do not need to fight it or be in a battle with it. You need to work with it. Your body wants to be well even more than you do. You think that it would mean the world to you to be at a different size and be in better health and better shape, whatever, all that stuff that you're telling yourself. Your body wants that too. And it's trying to get you there and you're fighting it. So just put down the mitts, stop fighting, and allow this to happen. Next up, stay in the present. Ooh, good. This is just do this with all of life. The present moment is all you have, which I know is like woo-woo for a lot of you and may not make a lot of sense. You don't want to think about it that way. Fine. But it's true for all of us. All we have is this moment. You don't know what the next moment is going to bring, or the next, or the next, or the next. So stay here. Stay with it and appreciate and respect and allow this moment. Why would you worry about something that you don't even know is going to happen? You don't know. You're not sure. I'm not sure. Nobody's sure. Nobody can tell you what's going to happen. So why are you worrying about it and fearful about it now? Stay in the present. Last one. Positive vibes only, please. Remember, positive vibes breed a positive outcome. Negative vibes bring a negative outcome. Again, don't worry. We're going to talk about this more. If this seems a little out there, you don't quite understand how these vibrations work. It's all energy. We're all energy. That's all we are. Vibrating energy. How cool is that? Including our emotions, our thoughts. So negative breeds negative. Positive breeds positive. If you want a positive outcome, you have to think positive thoughts. It is that easy. It is life-changing. When you know that about every single thing that you do in life, your whole world takes on a whole new meaning. And don't worry, we'll get into that later. But remember, positive vibes only. All right, those are my tips for you today on getting over the fear of gaining weight, whether it's because you're going to quit keto and you're thinking that's the next move for you, but you're scared, you're going to start eating more carbs, you want to try eating intuitively, whatever it is, you've got to go through these steps. And I do want to just say this. I know that it's hard. And I know that it's especially hard if you need to lose weight for your health, if you know you are at a weight that is beyond your weight set point or not where your body should be, and you know it's impacting your health. I get it. And I know that there is a need to lose weight for a lot of people in order to get to this place where they need to be health-wise. But what I'm telling you, and what I've said quite often, what I'm telling you is you cannot make that the focus. If you make this stuff the focus that we just went through, I promise you, your body will get where it needs to be. I promise you, do this work first. Be a part of these coaching calls. Get the extra work in and make it a priority in your life to do the work. Yes, of course, you can just listen to me. This is actually a really good example of the difference between a podcast episode and a coaching call. Now I gave you some really good tips, some really good tools, but implementing them into your life is tough. It's really hard. So how many of you are going to shut off this episode and then go about your daily life and start thinking about your body again and not respect it and not trust it and keep listening to your ego and keep worrying about the future and keep in this negative vibe, all these things, right? And I trust me, I'm the same way. I do this with podcasts all the time. So you have to implement, you have to do the work. And that's why I started these coaching calls, because I want you to actually do the work. I want you to make this a priority, because this is your answer, okay? This is your answer. Not the next diet, not the next fad. This is how you get healthy mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, which we need all of it in order to be the person that we want to be and live the life that we want to live. Okay, I'll get off my soapbox now and leave you to it. Thank you everyone so much for joining this episode of Keto for Women, and I will see you next week with a special guest. Bye.